Otherwise, in our universe, we're starting to give thought to the Mahasamadhi observances. Hesitant to call it a celebration or a festival. Calling it an observance, it's a neutral word. Seems to be, don't know how someone will look at it. You know, if they're in a really sorrowful mood, you can't call it a festival. So it's an observance, which works no matter how you're looking at it. So we're starting to plan out a phase of activities. Quite a few people are coming, and they're starting to let us know. Many members, students, and devotees from all over the world have told us they're planning to come, and we're collecting up an RSVP list so we have a good sense of how many will actually be here so we can plan our activities accordingly, because it's the first time we've done this. And we're starting to get messages in from other groups who are also planning to honor Gurudeva on the first Mahasamadhi. One of them is the Saiva Siddhanta Manram in Canada, Mr. Vishwalingam wrote. And they're planning to publish a special story in their magazine, Anbuneri, about Gurudeva. And they're going to release it in November. And Mr. Vishwalingam plans to be here and present it to us here and release it here as well at the Mahasamadhi ceremony. So they requested a message. And I was thinking about it, you know, Anbuneri. Concept Anbuneri is worth a couple of hours of talks. You notice that one concept captures the whole essence of Saiva Siddhanta. So I was thinking, you know, what shall I say? Oh, there's so much you could say, you know. And I said, well, got to turn to the daily lesson, right? I turned to the daily lesson, and this is what it said. So I'm trying to explain the path of love, right? So Gurudeva starts out, God is love. And to love God is the pure path prescribed in the Agamas. Believe it? The path of love is describing Anbuneri. Couldn't believe it. Veritably, these texts are God's own voice, meaning the Agamas, admonishing the samsari, reincarnation's wanderer, to give up love of the transient and adore instead the immortal. How to love the divine, when and where, with what mantras and visualizations, and at what auspicious times, all this is preserved in the Agamas. The specific doctrines and practices of day-to-day Hinduism are nowhere more fully expounded than in these revelation hymns, delineating everything from daily work routines to astrology and cosmology. So overwhelming is Agamic influence in the lives of most Hindus, particularly in temple liturgy and culture, that it is impossible to ponder modern Sanatana Dharma without these discourses. While many Agamas have been published, most remain inaccessible, protected by families and guilds who are stewards of an intimate hereditary knowledge. The Tirumandiram says, 9 are the Agamas of yore, in time expanded into 28. They then took divisions 3 into one truth of Vedanta Siddhanta to accord. This is Shuddha Saiva, rare and precious. Om Namah Shivaya. Isn't that amazing? I mean, path of love, there it was in the daily lesson. So that's going to be the message from me for their magazine.